is a lesson from the Khan Academy. It's a lesson summary: demand and determinants of demand. In a competitive market, demand for and supply of a good or service determine the equilibrium price. Under the law of demand, the markets have two agents, the buyers and the sellers. Demand represents the buyers in a market. Demand is a description of all quantities of a good or service that a buyer would be willing to purchase at all prices. According to the law of demand, this relationship is always negative. The response to an increase in price is a decrease in the quantity demanded. For example, if the price of a scented eraser decreases, the buyers will respond to the price decrease by increasing the quantity of scented erasers demanded. A market for a good requires demand and supply. The determinants of a demand. What influences demand besides price? Factors like changes in consumer income also cause the market demand to increase or decrease. For example, if the number of buyers in the market decreases, there will be less quantity demanded at every price, which means demand has decreased. For instance, if scented erasers are normal goods, then when buyers have more income, they will buy more scented erasers at every possible price. This would shift the demand curve to the right. The key terms. The demand is all of the quantities of a good or service that buyers would be willing and able to buy at all possible prices. Demand is represented graphically as the entire demand curve. A demand schedule is a table describing all of the quantities of a good or service. The demand schedule is data on price and quantities demanded that can be used to create a demand curve. The demand curve is a graph that plots out the demand schedule, which shows the relationship between the price and quantity demanded. The law of demand is all other factors being equal, there is an inverse relationship between a good's price and the quantity consumers demand. In other words, the law of demand is why the demand curve is downward sloping. When price goes down, people respond by buying a larger quantity. Quantity demanded is the specific amount that buyers are willing to purchase at a given price. Each point on the demand curve is associated with a specific quantity demanded. A change in quantity demanded means that a movement along a demand curve that is caused by a change in price. A change in quantity demanded is a movement along the same curve. A change in demand means that the buyers are willing to buy a different quantity at all possible prices, which is represented graphically by a shift of the entire demand curve. This occurs due to a change in one of the determinants of demand. And determinants of demand are changes in conditions that cause the demand curve to shift. The mnemonic Tony can help you remember the changes that can shift demand. T-O-N-I-E. T for taste, O for other goods, N for number of buyers, I for income, and E for expectations. A normal good is a good for which demand will increase when buyers' incomes increase. An inferior good is a good for which demand will decrease when buyers' incomes increase. Substitute goods are goods that can be replaced by each other. So when the price of a good increases, the demand for its substitute will increase. And lastly, complement goods are goods that tend to be consumed together. When the price of a good increases, the demand for its complement will decrease. The demand curves shows all the quantities that a buyer is willing to purchase at all possible prices. The common misperceptions. A change in demand versus a change in quantity demanded. A change in demand and a change in quantity demanded are not the same thing. Demand changes only when one of the determinants of a demand change. We call the elements of the mnemonic Tony. For instance, rising consumer incomes, more determinants, will increase demand for new cars, a normal good, which would shift the entire demand curve to the right. More cars will be demanded at every price when demand increases. A price is not determinant of demand, thus a change in price does not cause a demand to increase or decrease. If the price of new car changes, ceteris paribus, there'll be a change in the quantity demanded and a movement along the demand curve. How a price change affects quantity demanded for a good and demand for related goods. A change in the price of a good will cause the quantity demanded for that good to change. By changing the demand for related goods, complements and substitutes, it causes the demand curve to shift. For example, when the price of hot dog falls, three things happen. Quantity demanded for hot dogs increases, demand for hot dog buns, complement increases, the demand for hamburgers, a substitute, decreases.
Lesson summary.